When Pontius Pilate gave the order for our Lord to be crucified, he also ordered that an inscription written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, be nailed to the cross above our Savior's head. The inscription read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Those words, of course, are quite familiar to us because we've seen them, hopefully we've pondered them, hundreds, if not thousands of times. Every time, in fact, we have looked upon an image of our crucified Savior. In shorthand, the Latin letters are I-N-R-I, Jesus Nazarenus, Rex Judaeorum. What an extraordinary thing for Pilate to have written. And if it strikes us as extraordinary, even today, some 2,000 years later, imagine how it must have seemed to those who wanted to see Jesus condemned. In his gospel, St. John tells us that the high priests even came to Pilate to angrily protest the order once they learned of it. They said to Pilate, "You should not have written King of the Jews, but rather, this man claimed to be King of the Jews." And yet Pilate's sole response, his only defense, was to utter the most momentous words he would ever speak. "What I have written, I have written." Have you ever asked yourself why Pilate was silent on the point? Why did he order the inscription to be written in the first place, a claiming that Jesus was indeed a king? And why, when questioned about it, did he not explain himself? Could it have been that Pilate had learned something of the value of silence from his encounter with Jesus? As we've just heard in the gospel, it was Pilate's duty as governor to interrogate the accused man who stood bruised and beaten before him before passing sentence. And yet it seemed to Pilate, perhaps it even seems to us, that our Lord would not defend himself. Why was our Lord so reluctant to speak? There are those who have said that Jesus had a death wish. There are those who have even accused Jesus of committing a kind of suicide, of deliberately putting himself in death's way. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Our Lord did not want to die, but he knew that the time for silence, for accepting his heavenly Father's will, had come. And so when Pilate asked if he were a king, his only response was, "It is you who say that I am a king." Today, my friends, we celebrate the feast of the kingship of Jesus Christ. But in the days when our Savior walked the earth, he did not take the title king to himself. No, throughout his public ministry, Jesus spoke of himself in a humble way, as Son of Man. He called himself a shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep, a servant who serves the rest. When the crowds came and wanted to make him king, our Lord ran and hid from them because he knew that they did not understand, because his hour had not yet come. On the day that he stood before Pilate, however, he knew that his hour had indeed arrived. This was the hour for God to reveal the kingship of his Son by raising him up on the cross. Today, in our second reading from the book of Revelation, the Apostle John prophesies, "Behold, he comes amidst the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him through." Here John speaks of a day yet to come, the day of the Lord. On that day, Jesus will come as our King to judge us all, both the living and the dead. On that day, the inscription written by Pilate will be seen by all, and it will be believed. Jesus Christ truly is a king, though his kingdom is not of this world. And as we hear in our first reading today from the prophet Daniel, his is a dominion that will never pass away, a kingship that can never be destroyed. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is and who was and who is to come. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.